Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1238. Visible translated text is as follows. The material is arrived at on the basis gross net. The gross basis is the total amount of pencils packed, as per the packing reports handed in by Miss Beulah May Flowers, and the net basis is the total amount, total gross, packed by report of Miss Beulah May Flowers less the amount of repacked, of which I have spoken. In this case, the gross amount was 2,651 gross, net 2,381 2 gross, the smaller being the net figure. The slats are figured at 22 cents per gross, and that's simply taking the 2,381 2 gross down to the slat item and multiplying that by 22 cents and putting it down to the materials. Then, from the figures derived from the packing reports, we figure rubbers used according to the character of grade of the pencil manufactured. 612 cents cheap, 9 cents medium, 14 cents high grade. Then comes the tips. The tips is simple, gotten by adding together the amounts of rubber used in ferrules, the medium rubber, and the better class of rubber. In other words, it's gotten by adding together the rubber at 9 cents a gross and the rubber at 14 cents a gross, and adding together the total amount of gross used. And you see it says materials, and it is reckoned at 10 cents. In other words, the materials used in making the tips in that tip plant we figured at 10 cents a gross, and the labor is included in that payroll item up above. Then there is 25 gross of these medium ends. Then the lead, which is used, is taken from the sheet, multiplying 15 cents for the better lead and 10 cents for the cheaper lead. Then 5 cents a gross has been figured out after months of careful keeping track of what we use to include such materials as shellac, alcohol, lacquer, aniline, waxen, and oils. That's oils used in manufacture, not for lubrication of transmission or machinery. It also includes that Haskalene compound, of which we have heard so much. That's included in this 5 cents per gross. Then comes the boxes at 2 cents a gross, then assortment boxes at an average of 4 cents a gross. Then come wrappers at 1 cent a gross. That is the number of wrappers used in wrapping up 1 gross of pencils are worth 1 cent. Then cartons, boxes, holding 1 gross of pencils, figured at 28 or 18 cents. Then down below, payroll, April Street, $175.21. Then show what was delivered, just a place where I have on this sheet. I have been looking at the sheet for the week ending April 17th, but it is practically the same way. I have here down on the bottom of this financial, Defendant's Exhibit 2, made out on the 26th what's delivered, good and cheap. There is no entry there. You will remember I said I didn't work that out. I put that out there preparatory to working that out Monday morning before I would take it over. Then it tells tips delivered from Mr. Quinn's report. Now on the right side, you will notice this entry, better grades, gross, net. From this sheet, we got total of better grades, 710 gross. Then right below it says 700 gross, net. There are 710 gross, and on that repacked sheet I called out there, 10 gross good goods repacked, therefore the difference.